In this bulletin, Australia's migrant intake falls to a 10-year low. President Donald Trump says all NATO member nations have agreed to spend substantially more on defence. And Ireland's Dan Martin has claimed victory on the sixth stage of the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australia's annual permanent migration intake has fallen by more than 10%, marking the lowest level for more than a decade. Tougher vetting rules from Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton have cut 21,000 from the annual intake, returning it to about 162,000. Mr. Dutton says he and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have overseen the cut after listening to what he terms community concerns. It follows internal debate within the coalition about whether to cut the cap further, led by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who wants a cut to as low as 110,000. Labor MP Anthony Albanese has called the drop a good result. Mr. Dutton says he wants to make sure Australian-born people are being employed before migrants.
Well, it's a good thing to have integrity within the migration program. We want to make sure we employ Australians first and we accept that where Australians can't fill a job, we accept, of course, that we need to bring people in from overseas.
President Donald Trump says he's still committed to NATO despite his fierce criticisms of allies over their defence spending commitments. It comes as he says some NATO allies have increased their defence spending commitments as per a request he made at a meeting between the NATO leaders and the presidents of Ukraine and Georgia. The US president says the countries need to meet a spending target of 2% of gross domestic product immediately, rather than the planned 2024 target, and to eventually double spending to 4% of GDP. President Trump says the US relationship with NATO is now stronger than it was 2 days ago.
The United States' commitment to NATO is very strong, remains very strong, but primarily because everyone, the spirit they have, the amount of money they're willing to spend, the additional money that they will be putting up, has been really, really amazing to see it. To see the level of spirit in that room is incredible.
Meantime, Donald Trump says the UK could miss out on a trade deal with the US if British Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan goes ahead. It comes after Mr. Trump arrived in London for his first official British visit and Ms. May published her so-called business-friendly Brexit plan that sparked the resignations of several senior cabinet ministers. Mr. Trump's visit to the UK has been met with a number of protests around England. Johnson & Johnson has been ordered to pay more than $6 billion in damages to 22 women who claimed asbestos in the company's talcum products caused them to develop ovarian cancer. The verdict is the largest the company has faced to date over allegations that its products cause cancer. Johnson & Johnson is currently battling around 9,000 talcum cases. It denies its talcum products cause cancer and that they ever contained asbestos. Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad has been named the interim acting Chief Mufti of Australia. A full-time replacement is expected to be found at the Australian National Imams Council next general meeting in March. Ireland's Dan Martin has claimed victory on the sixth stage of the Tour de France as several top riders lost time. Martin jumped away from the main pack inside the final kilometres, beating France's Pierre Latour by 1 second and Spain's Alejandro Valverde by three. Australian Richie Porte, Italian Vincenzo Nibali and Britain's Geraint Thomas all crossed the line 3 seconds off the pace after the 181-kilometre ride. Defending champion Chris Froome finished 5 seconds further back. Martin has told SBS the result came as a surprise.
Yeah, I even surprised myself with the effort I could put in the finish there. I haven't done an explosive effort like that in training since the Ardennes, so... But it's an effort that comes natural to me, I think, especially after the end of a couple of hard days. You know, I seem to be able to cope with those hard days racing better than some of the other guys, especially the sprinter types. So, yeah, the legs just kept going there at the end. I just seemed to have whether it was adrenaline or I had really, really good legs, and it's just great to be able to get one over the line.
The Victorian government says the AFL finals will, for the first time, be covered by tough new anti-scalping laws. Finals games played in the state, plus next year's Anzac Day clash, have been declared major events, meaning it will be illegal for people to resell tickets for more than 10% of their retail value. Previously, only the AFL Grand Final was subject to that law, and those breaking the new laws could face fines of up to nearly $500,000. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers easing today, 19 degrees. Possible shower in Adelaide, 15. A shower or two for Melbourne, 12. A dry afternoon in Hobart, 14 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Possible shower in Wollongong, 16. Partly cloudy in Sydney, 17. Sunny for Newcastle, 17. More sunshine in Brisbane, 21. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.